How about a little good news? While pundits and social media love to stir up division between political parties, we may not actually be so different, at least not when it comes to little kids. The First 5 Years Fund conducted 2 national polls right after the 2022 midterm elections. Regardless of political affiliation, they discovered that voters and small business owners overwhelmingly endorsed the federal government acting on child care legislation. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more. Doug, what did they learn?
Well, those asked in the bipartisan poll seem to be saying that there's broad agreement that the national shortage of affordable child care programs is doing significant harm to families' finances, businesses' bottom lines, and the U.S. economy. 74% of individual voters and small business owners say that federal funding for child care and early learning programs should be increased.
Well, that's encouraging news. How do the numbers break down?
Listeners may be surprised to hear that the results were pretty even between the 2 major political parties, with 88% of Democrats and 70% of swing voters and 61% of Republicans agreeing that Washington needs to act on the lack of affordable child care in America. Likewise, 82% of small business owners who are Democrats, 72% of independents, and 68% of Republican small business owners agree.
Well, I'm glad to hear that, but I bet there's major divisions on what exactly needs to be done to make childcare more accessible to families, right?
Actually, over 80% of voters and business owners support a proposal which expands funding to states to make it easier for families to access childcare. 97% of Democrats, 87% of independents, and 72% of Republican voters all agree that this is a good use of federal dollars. When was the last time you heard that? The numbers were pretty consistent among small business owners, too.
That is amazing. It's not often we agree on spending in this country. Were there any other surprises?
All right, you may want to sit down for this one. 84% of voters say it would be acceptable for a proposal like this to increase the federal deficit in the short run, if it paid for itself in the long run. And it likely would pay for itself because some economists estimate a 13% return on investment in early childhood spending.
I guess voters see the benefits not only to their children's future and to their ability to go to work. Business owners probably see childcare as central to strengthening the economy and to having a reliable workforce.
That's correct. The business leaders largely agree that employees are more likely to stay in the workforce, perform better, and ultimately increase the company's profits if they have access to affordable, high-quality childcare.
Thanks, Doug. It's great to know that there's something we can all agree on, especially when it comes to our kids.